Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Mega Millions jackpot is now over $150 million. Normally, we want you to run out and buy a ticket. But right now, we want you to stay in and play online as you proudly stare at that six-month supply of toilet paper you scored. Download the app or play online. Be smart, play smart. Must be 18 or older to play.
Hey, I'm Luke Thomas, along with my co-host, Brian Campbell. Morning Combat brings you an entertaining and informative look at MMA and boxing. The biggest fight you can make right now, well, that's Jorge Masvidal and Conor McGregor. He's already got the Khabib one in the bag. You go and you beat Jorge Masvidal, dude, the world at that point, truly your
oyster. He gets a title shot in any division he wants.
He can't get it right now against Kamaru.
Yeah, he could.
Morning Combat with a K, radio.com, Mondays.
Tell them Big Luke sent you.
You're not just essential, you're indispensable. And if you need vitamins B and C to case them A, try Aspire. Aspire is a no-calorie, no-sugar, no-carb, healthy energy drink made with natural green tea and packed with B and C vitamins to keep you energized and focused without jitters or crash. Enjoy five lightly sparkling delicious flavors. Available at Juul, Target, Target.com, and Amazon.com.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Today's reality has forced us all to grapple with what's important and what isn't. And what will always be important is family and health. Unfortunately, snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems have a direct impact on those two things we hold close. Living with any one of these issues compromises your quality of life, and that affects your whole household. It's not always easy to take action to change that, but Advent is going to help with a free virtual consultation. There's no cost and no commitment. And you don't have to worry about insurance or missing work to find out if Advent can solve your problem. During your virtual consultation, you'll chat one-on-one with a sinus and sleep specialist to find out exactly what you need to know. Text the word Advent to 797979 to schedule your free, zero-strings-attached virtual consultation. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula. We won't be able to do this forever, but we're doing it now because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
I still maintain that there was more respect there than people realized. You know, Jerry is the one who hired Phil in the first place, and Phil knew that. And in some ways, Phil may have, you know, use the circumstances of that last year where everything was being broken up to try to galvanize the team, which was brilliant because that's what a coach has to do, is rally the troops and motivate a team. And, you know, he nicknamed it the last dance before the season even started. And the fact that we still call it that 22 years later gives you a pretty good idea. You know, Phil knew what he was talking about. He knew his stuff. But it was always my impression that the acrimony was more of a public perception. There was definitely some, but I thought there was privately there was more respect than people realized.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the voice of Steve Kerr. He, of course, one of the prominent players on that Bulls team. Just look at the ads. And he was on with 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, talking about the relationship between Phil and Jerry. And, you know, yeah, it's true. You know, Phil was hired by Jerry and fired by Jerry effectively when told he wasn't coming back. And David, that is the job of a coach, to motivate a team. And certainly it was galvanizing. I saw Jordan describe it as a trying year, trying. And he said that, we were motivated by it.
Yeah. You know, I think there probably was respect between Jerry Krause and Phil Jackson after the fact. When time passed, I think they were both probably able to look back and reflect on what they accomplished in many ways together, and they were able to put aside some of those differences before Jerry passed away, perhaps. I don't know if the same were true, and I wouldn't make any similar assumptions or statements regarding Michael Jordan. I don't think those dynamics were similar. I think, obviously, the player GM and the coach GM dynamic, totally different, especially when you point out, as you did, that Phil Jackson became the head coach because Jerry Krause brought him into the organization. So there's a lot of things there. Molly, I always wonder, six championships, a dynasty, the greatest stretch in Chicago sports history, perhaps. Was there, when you look back, could they have stayed together if there was one more dance? Could there have been one more championship? I guess that's a really interesting question that is unanswerable, but I don't think you have the sense of regret that you have when you look back at, and wonder why there was only one championship for the 85 Bears, or if we look back and there's only one World Series title for the 2016 Cubs. There isn't that emptiness or that void that you feel when you talk about the Bulls in the 90s.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that you do have a feeling. I remember, I was covering that team when Michael Jordan retired, and the horrible the events that his father was murdered and all of that stuff, the body found, they threw it in water. I mean, it was just horrible. Everything about that was horrible. And I really felt, at that point, covering that team and seeing everything that was happening, he was the most famous person in the world. I mean, he was a prisoner in a hotel room whenever they went anywhere. I remember being down in Miami and the Bulls were playing the Heat. They would stay at this, fantastic hotel. We always had a lot of fun with the Mayfair House in Coconut Grove. You would go in there, each room was a suite, and each suite had a name, and I forget who it was. Someone got the Buttercup Suite, and we had a big laugh about it. But every suite had a hot tub on the porch, so you would, get into the room, you'd get into the hot tub, and you'd call everyone hey, I'm hanging out in the hot tub. It was, the greatest thing ever. And then it was one of the only places where Micah would actually go out at night. And there was a Hooters that was in this shopping mall. It sounds like it was this open air shopping mall. And there was this beautiful breeze coming in. And it was just a great spot. And I can remember sitting there and Jordan's at the table telling stories and, buying the drinks, and everybody sitting around, having a few beers and talking it over. And it was just magnificent. And one night we walked across to Dan Marino, owned a restaurant nightclub there. And it just was, you wouldn't believe the chaos. It was just out of control. And I got up one day, we were there. I went over, I was at the bookstore. I'm looking through, any English newspapers. I was always looking for soccer news, and there was no internet at that point, which is hard to believe, but that's the truth. And I'm going through these newspapers, and I hear this yelling, and I go down in the mall. People are running all over the place. It was Michael had gotten up and gone across the street to get a manicure at a place in this mall. And he literally walked across, it was like a side street. He walks across this place. There's, all the beautiful trees and everything, and the palm trees. He goes in there to get his manicure, and everybody is running to go see Michael Jordan, and they had this huge crowd of people. They had to call the police to come over and help him walk back across the street to the hotel because there were so many people that came out because Michael Jordan was there. It was like the Beatles in A Hard Day's Night, okay? There was that sort of response to it. It was literally insane. I went back to my room and I turned on the TV. The game is that night. They're doing a live report from in front of the place, and they're interviewing the manicurist about what had just occurred on, like, the noon news in Miami. And I'm just like, this is out of control. I mean, his level of fame got to a point where it was just literally out of control.
And when Dennis Rodman arrived, I think it just made the circus even more bizarre. And I think that the rock group element, and I think those early days of Jordan, you got a glimpse of what the final, three championship seasons were like. And I think some of this from reading stories, Mully, the Carmen Electra makes an appearance or two in this. And it just shows you just how, these Bulls were more than just a basketball team. I mean, it was a pop culture phenomenon. And I don't know if you have we had a comparison, since, in terms of like a team that was that magnetic and charismatic and cut across so many different walks of life that created this stir, whether it was that, Jordan getting a manicure or Rodman going on vacation in the middle of the season or whatever else included into the circus that was the Chicago Bulls.
David, we covered, it was a preseason game. I think it was Seattle. It was like just a regular preseason game, and the Bulls came out of the locker room, and there was no, for whatever reason, there was no security or not enough security, and there was this crush of people. And I remember standing there, and the team was going, we were just coming out of the locker room in the post game, and the team was heading over to get on the buses, and they had to go through fans. And I mean, it was like, you want to talk about like the Who in Cincinnati or the Pope in Brazil. I mean, you were afraid for your life in that crowd. And Michael was just trying to calm everyone down and sign in some stuff to get through this crowd. And it was a dangerous situation. And again, this is before you're talking about Rodman joining and all the rest of it. At some point back when I first started covering the team, they were at the Multiplex in Deerfield. That was like an open facility. Anybody could go join it. And the Bulls were in a gymnasium over on the end. And there was like a tiny little press room where we would sit. And you'd get the players, and the players would walk in and out and interact with regular people working there or whatever. Michael would always go out the gym door, and he parked his car in a certain spot behind the gym there. And he would have to sign autographs to get into his car to drive home. It was crazy, man. It was just unbelievable. That's why they built the Virgo
Center. You couldn't even imagine doing today with a sports star, a superstar. You couldn't even, as limited as the access is today, those are days that seems like longer than 25 years ago.
I know. It's crazy. All right. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening all week. We really had a lot of fun this week, and we got more fun planned. We'll react to the Jordan stuff. We'll get into the draft. There's a lot going on. I want to thank our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
The good old days.
Yeah. And, of course, Kevbo, bless you, sir.
It'll be made for television.
Ray, we just can't say enough. You are the wind beneath our sails. Bless you, kind of.
I like to associate myself with winning.
So, Ray the winner. David, have a great weekend, buddy. I'm sure we'll be talking to you.
Yep. Stay safe, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Mully and Hall on the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
A message from your locally owned Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care Center. Amco is open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair needs. They've made it easier than ever to complete all transactions and payments over the phone and offer curbside drop-off and vehicle pickup. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, Amco, Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Some of us need to rely on our cars more than ever to safely get to work, the grocery store, and appointments. Whether you need a car now or plan to buy someday soon, Cars.com has your match and all the latest deals. Shop from home. Cars.com now features nearly 2 million cars ready for home delivery. Set up virtual appointments with local dealers to tour your favorites. Save the car you want. Click to buy when you're ready. Yep, car shop from your couch. With confidence on Cars.com.
This segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
AAA would like to thank all essential workers that have kept moving while most of us stay safe at home. We'd like to help you by offering curb-to-curb car repair service. You set an appointment, we pick up your car from your home. We repair your car. You pay by phone, and we drop off your car at your home. And as a thank you to all essential workers, we're extending essential service discounts on labor and select services through the end of April. Call 833-222-3284 to set your appointment or learn more at AAA.com/hereforyou.
We're back with coverage from the championship game. At the plate for the Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary Mix All-Stars is the power-hitting Bold and Spicy. On base is the well-mixed combo of original, horseradish, and fiery pepper, who's been absolutely on fire this season. It's Mr. and Mrs. T's robust team of flavor, handcrafted Bloody Mary champions. This baseball season, draft your perfect Bloody Mary lineup by recruiting the best. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, available at Benny's Beverage Depot.
Plumbing emergency and need immediate service? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911. Licensed and highly trained plumbers available 24/7. Call now and give $50 off your initial plumbing service. Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911.
No matter what type of business you're in, having a strong business banking partnership can help your bottom line. I'm Jeff Boundy, president of Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. We strongly believe that trust, service, and relationship are the cornerstone of a successful business banking partnership. Customers like Chuck Kuhn of GL Precision Tube in Aurora agree.
Thanks, Jeff. GL Precision Tube prides itself on providing custom steel tubing in a wide range of shapes and sizes. Being flexible and responsive to the needs of our clients is crucial when competing with domestic and overseas manufacturers. My team at Cornerstone customized a suite of financial products to meet the unique needs of our growing company. With a line of credit, equipment financing, and cash management products, Cornerstone has helped me to maintain our company's competitive edge. That is why, since 2017, Cornerstone National Bank is the bank where we belong.
Thanks, Chuck. Please visit cornerstonenb.com, where I invite you to give me a call at 847-654-3000 to explore a business banking partnership. That's 847-654-3000.
Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
It's Jane, and if you're home with kids who you're trying to keep engaged and off their devices, we need to talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo is hands-on art and science projects for kids of all ages delivered to your doorstep. Each project has visual, step-by-step instructions to keep even the youngest innovators engaged and learning outside of school. Everything you need to make STEM fun, delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to kiwico.com/local today to save 30% off your first month. That's kiwico.com/local.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the host of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
While we don't have live games, NBA League Pass is